from ski jumping to speed skating, many of the sports featured at the Winter Olympics next month in Salt Lake City are ones that few Americans have actually tried. We decided to remedy that on a small scale by sending out our reporters to sample some of these sports. $200 bought NPR's Howard Berkus 52 seconds in a bobsled, which sped down the Olympic ice at more than 81 miles an hour.
This is a vanity ride taken by 6,500 thrill seekers over the past 5 years so they could say they did it, including Jim and Cindy Gaston-Gay, a retired couple from Minnesota, serving as volunteer guides at Utah's Olympic bobsled track.
She likes speed. She talked me into taking the ride, and then I loved it. I was scared as hell when I got on. It sounded like I was inside of a freight train. I couldn't believe what the feeling was of accelerating, going faster, going faster, going faster. It was incredible.
It would be like putting your car in neutral at the top of a hill and going down and never touching the brakes. It's an awesome experience.
Even bobsled athletes marvel at the ride, especially the newcomers, the strong and quick brakemen recruited from other sports to push bobsleds at the start. Ivan Radcliffe went from the running track to bobsled ice and recalls his first ride.
Your head's being thrown down, getting whipped around, not really knowing how to hold your head, helmet slamming each side, and he's driving. It's not like a roller coaster, because at least in a roller coaster, you're not going to really die.
You guys ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tower, we're ready with sled one.
Better take that off.
So there was fair warning when I was stuffed into a blue four-man bobsled with two other sardines and driver Bill Tavares, coach of the U.S. women's team. Our visored helmets weighed 20 pounds and would feel like 100 pounds when the G-forces kicked in. So we were told to hunker down with our chins on our chests so our heads wouldn't slam to the floor.
As soon as we get the green light, I'll get your visors, okay?
Here
we go. Okay, guys, have fun. Enjoy. Keep your shoulders shrugged.
We weren't trusted to push and jump in the sled ourselves because a slip would send us on bellies and butts down nearly a mile of ice, tearing clothing and burning skin.
Not too bad. Whoa.
That was before turn four, when we suddenly snapped up and sideways, 5 feet high on the curve, G-forces pounding us down. Turn six, air's forced from the lungs. The turns are then lost in the twisting and banging and the lights racing by. We're 800 pounds of flesh and fiberglass hurtling downward faster and faster. With expert steering, we avoid the walls, the roofs on the curves, and the kind of flip that would send us down on our heads, the bobsled riding us.
All right. Everybody lift up for it if you can, okay?
Whoa.
All right, you hop out first.
Can we do it again?
We staggered out of the sled, dizzy and sore. It happened way too fast, under a minute.
Yeah.
This is the fastest course in the world.
Yeah.
In fact, we were close to world-class speed and time, faster than any bobsled at the 1998 Olympics in Nagano. At least that's what the track crew told us. The run turned us into smug veterans, so we gathered with our families and friends at the last big sweeping curve of the track to watch the bobsled virgins race by. Stockbroker Ken Webster shook his head at what we did and didn't do.
It's everything that they made it out to be. Lose your breath, you can't hold your head up. I can't imagine what it would be like to be one of the guys that actually has to push and jump in and then do what we just did in 5 seconds faster time than we did it.
Those real bobsled athletes begin their Olympic competition here at Utah Olympic Park on February 16th. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.